Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Reading from Bhagavad Gita as it is, by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, Founder Acharya of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Chapter 13, Nature, the Enjoyer and Consciousness. Next time I will bring my other Gita and I can tell you the Sanskrit, because these chapters also have Sanskrit names. Text 8 till 12. So, yeah, the chapters have Sanskrit names also, but Prabhupada didn't give the Sanskrit. I have a special Gita that gives also the Sanskrit. It's interesting to see that sometimes, how Prabhupada translates it. Okay, so we'll do the first verse. Or shall we go through the whole thing? Shall we go through the whole thing? Yeah? I like to do it actually. It's not bad to do it. Okay, please repeat. Amanitvam Adambitvam Ahimsa Kshantihi Aryavan Acharya Upasanam Saucham Stairyam Atma vinigraha indriya arteshu vairagyam anahankaraha eva cha janma mrityu. Can you follow? We're going from the word for word. We're now at jara, old age. Jara vyadi Dukkha, dosha, anudarshanam, asaktihi, anabhishvangaha, putra, dara, griya adishu, nityam, cha, samachittatvam, ishta, anishta, upapatishu, mayi, cha ananya yogena bhaktihi avyabhicharini vivikta desha sevidvam aratihi jana sangsadi adhyatma jnana nityatvam tatvajnana artha darshanam etat jnanam iti proktam ajnanam yat ataha anyata. So nice, eh? It's almost like when you offer to the acharyas, you offer Puspanchali. Yeah? It's not different. It's not different. It's Bhagavad Gita. So now we'll do the Sanskrit. Please repeat. Amanitvan adambitvam Ahimsa kshantir aryavan Acharya pasanang sochang Steryam atma vinigraha Indrayarteshu vairagyam Anahankara evacha Janma mrityu jaravyadi Dukkha dosha anudarshanam Asakti rana bishvanga Putra dara griadishu Nityang cha samachittetvam Ishta nishto papyatishu Mai chananya yogena Bhakti ravya bicharini Vivikta desha sevidvam Aratir jana sangsadi. Ajatma jnana nityatvam tadva jnanartha darshanam etat jnanam iti proktam ajnanam yatatonyata. Should I do it three times or you want to chant? Now you chant? Okay. Amanidvam adambidvam ahingsakshanti aryavam acharyopasanam socham staryam admavinigraha indrayarteshu vairagyam anahankara evacha. You have to know that one. That one is important, actually. Janma mrityu jara vyadi dukha dosha anudarshanam asakti rana bisvanga putra dara kriyadishu nityam cha samachittatvam istanistopapatishu Maichananya yogena bhakti ravyabicharini vivikta desha sevidvam aratir jana sangsadi adhyatma jnana nityatvam tadva jnanartha darshanam. Agyanam yata tonyata. No, but it's good. It's like especially that first that Janma Mrityu Jara, you have to know that one. But it's good to recite all of them. You have to remember at least some of it. I know. I came back because this is so important, and I was actually thinking every class I will give. As long as we're in this chapter, I think I'm going to just give on this verse. So, you can repeat? Please? Amanitvam adambitvam Ahingsakshanti aryavam Acharyopasanang socham Steryam adma vinigraha Indrayarteshu vairagyam anahankara evacha janma mrityu jara vyadi dukha dosha anudarshanam asaktiranu bisvanga putra dara griadishu Nijang cha sama chittatvam Istanisto papatishu Mayi chananya yogena Bhakti ravyavicharini Vivikta desha sevidvam Aratir jana sangsadi Ajatma jnana nityatvam tadva jnanartha darshanam etat jnanam iti proktam ajnanam yadato nyata. So I will try and teach you something that Pralhada Maharaj taught me. Is that he told me, like, if you look at the third verse, asaktir anabishvanga Putra Dara Griyadishu. If you look at these Sanskrit, you know the Devanagari? You see there's only, what is it? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There's 10 lines there, you see? But in the Sanskrit there's like, how many? 4, 8, 16, 20. You see, it's double. So every two sentences is actually one sentence. You understand what I'm saying? If you look at the Sanskrit, it's one line. You know the Devanagari. But in the Roman transliteration, the Roman letters, it's two lines. You understand what I'm saying? So, but the two lines, it's actually one line. That's why the second line is printed a little bit forward. Well, you know, this is how it's supposed to be. That is just a Sankirtan version. You understand what I'm saying? So, well, actually, in that book that he's showing me, it's printed as one line. You know? Yeah, that one is printed as one line. So, but the point is that Asaktir Anabhishvanga Putra Dara Griyadeshu, that H is not pronounced Anabhishvangaha because it's in the middle of a sentence. You understand? If it's at the end of the, let's call it the second line, you know, then it is Anibhishvangaha. And if it's at the end of the fourth line, or in your Bhagavad Gita, it would be at the end of the first line and at the end of the second line. You understand? Well, there it's printed like that, you see, and with me it's printed like that. So generally, it should be like that, actually. That's why I don't like to use these copies. Now, this is just a Sankirtan book. It's just to make it, to save on the pages, so they can make it cheaper, so they can print more, and that this is for Sankirtan, this book, actually. It's not really for class. It's for mass distribution, but it's okay. It's still okay, but now it becomes a little bit difficult to explain the technical side of it. Anyway, you can see here, you see? It's supposed to be like that, you can see? So, in my Bhagavad Gita, it's like the first line. So the first line, when there is an H, you shouldn't pronounce Anabhishvangaha. You understand? Because it's in the middle of the Devanagari. So only if it's at the end of the second line or at the end of the fourth line, then you have to pronounce it like that. It is a technical thing, but it is very important because many people don't know, and we should know. Like I can show you the first verse, then you should say it. Acharya Upasanam Socham Steryam Atma Vinigraha. Something like that. I'm not so expert, but then it's Vinigraha or Vinigraha, something like that. Anyway, it's a small thing, but yeah, we should know that because it's important. Okay, yeah, I guess we'll just do the word for word, and then I'll read the translation, and then we'll see what happens after that. So please repeat. Amanitvam, humility. Adambitvam, pridelessness. Ahimsa, non-violence. Kshantihi, tolerance. Aryavam, simplicity. Acharya Upasanam, approaching a bona fide spiritual master. Socham, cleanliness. Steryam, steadfastness. Atma Vinigraha, self-control. Indriya Arteshu, in the matter of the senses. Vairagyam, renunciation. Anahankaraha, being without false egoism. Eva, certainly. Cha, also. Janma, of birth. Mrityu, death. Jara, old age. Vyadi, and disease. Dukkha, of the distress. Dosha, the fault. Anudarshanam, observing. Asaktihi, being without attachment. Anabhishvanga, being without association. Putra, for son. Dara, wife. Griya Adishu, home, etc. Nityam, constant. Cha, also. Samachittatvam, equilibrium. Ishta, the desirable. Anishta, and undesirable. Upapatishu, having obtained. Mayi, unto me. Cha, also. Ananya Yogena, by unalloyed devotional service. Bhakti, devotion, avyabhicharini, without any break, vivikta, to solitary, desha, places, sevidvam, aspiring, aratihi, being without attachment, jana sangsadi, to people in general, adhyatma, pertaining to the self, jnana, in knowledge, nityatvam, constancy, tattva jnana, of knowledge of the truth, artha, for the object, darshanam, philosophy, etat, all this, jnanam, knowledge, iti, thus, proktam, declared, agyanam, ignorance, yat, that which, ataha, from this, anyata, other. Translation. Humility, pridelessness, non-violence, tolerance, simplicity, approaching a bona fide spiritual master, cleanliness, steadiness, self-control, renunciation of the objects of sense gratification, absence of false ego, the perception of the evil of birth, death, old age and disease, detachment, freedom from entanglement with children, wife, home and the rest, even-mindedness amid pleasant and unpleasant events, constant and unalloyed devotion to me, aspiring to live in a solitary place, detachment from the general mass of people, accepting the importance of self-realization and philosophical search for the absolute truth, all these are declared to be knowledge, and beside this, whatever there may be, is ignorance. Now, because of time constraint, I'll just have to start the class here, because otherwise we'll just be reading. I mean, it could also just be reading, I guess, but we've already read it. This is the reason why I give this class again. So, please bear with me. Om Agyanati Manandasya Gananjana Salakaya Chakshur Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayang Rupa Kadamayang Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Parakamalam Sri Rupam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Parakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavangscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunatam Vitang Tang Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sagana Lalita Sri Vishakan Vitangscha Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopisha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Rade Vrinda Vanishwari Vrishabhanu Sutadevi Pranamami Hari Priye Vansha Kalpa Trubhyascha Kripa Sindhuya Evacha Patitaram Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Pravanichananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
There was a songbook here, which was great. Should always be a
songbook here. A sheet? No, but, I mean, just in general, should be a songbook. Because, you never know. So I just recite one more verse. Actually, Krishna Kshetra Prabhu inspired me to do this. You know, yeah, he said we should have a book about the deity and we should have a special mantra for the deity. Like, yeah, I was in Goloka Dham, and there on the top of the temple they have a special verse for Madan Sisi Radha Madan Mohan. But we also have a special verse. It's called the Prayojanadi Deva Pranam. Sriman Rasa Rasa Rambi Vangsi Vata Tatastitaha Karshan Venu Svaner Gopir Gopinata Sriestunaha. Sri Srila Gopinath, who originated the transcendental mellow of the Rasa dance, stands on the shore in Vangsivat and attracts the attention of the coward damsels with the sound of a celebrated flute. May they all confer upon us their benediction. Hari Om Tat Sat. So, yeah, one of the first things I want to say Because I don't know if I can give another class on this verse. I mean, I will probably, but not soon. Let's see. But the one thing I want to say is this Janma Mrityu Jaravyadi Dukkha Doshanu Darshanam. That at least that sentence, Janma Mrityu Jaravyadi, that you should at least know from this verse. The Prabhupada quotes it many times. It means birth, death, old age and disease. And then this Dukkha Doshanu Darshanam, it is part of it, because it means the perception of the evil. Dukkha means fault. And dosha means, well actually, let me just look at it, because dosha actually means fault. And dukkha is here translated as distress. Yeah. So Prabhupada translates here as the evil, the perception of the evil of birth, death, old age and disease. It's very important. Dukkha, dosha, dukkha means evil, or here distress. Dosha, the fault. Anu darshanam. Darshanam means observing. We will speak a little bit more on darshanam later, but I first want to have this point. Anu darshanam. Darshanam means seeing. Anu darshanam is here translated as observing. Dukkha, doshanu darshanam. To see the evil, to see the distress of the fault of this evil, the birth, death, old age and disease. So we should realize that there is no future for us in the material world. Prabhupada says this is the problems of life. Birth, death, old age and disease. If we don't make a solution for this problem or these problems, then it's simply a waste of time. So this is one of the most important parts of the verse, and at least of the Sanskrit, because Prabhupada quotes it many, many times. So that you should take away from this class, Jamma Mrityu Jaravyadi, and then if you want to be first class, then you should learn also Dukkha Doshanu Darshanam. But if you say Jamma Mrityu Jaravyadi, already everybody will understand you, so it will already be enough. It's not difficult. Janma, you probably know. Mrityu, you know. And then Jara means old age. And Vyadi means to understand. Right? Or disease. Right. Vyadi. Okay. So that is one. Then another thing I also wanted to speak. Because Bhakta Mahaprabhu, he so nicely enlightened us about the word darshanam. Remember? Can you repeat it? Yeah, and all these, you talked about all these, yes. Right. Yeah. So you have six philosophies, and they're called six darshans. Darshans. So here also it's translated darshanam as philosophy. So darshan means seeing, and like here it is translated as observing, anu darshanam, observing, but like Prabhu has explained, it also means philosophy, like it is explained at the end of the verse. The word has different meanings. And Prabhu was also saying, which is kind of, I think, a little bit where the class is going to be about, what's left for the time, is that Prabhu was saying, darshanam, you do with your ears. Because generally we think, oh, we need the darshan of the guru, especially in India. Can we have darshan? And they just want to see the guru and give something and get blessings. So, but the darshanam actually means philosophy. It means to listen to the guru. This is vapu and vani. So vapu is, it's good, it's nice, it's important. But the vani is more important. Like you can come to my house and you can worship me and give me even money. But if you don't do what I say, I'm going to be disturbed. Right? So, to do what the guru says is more important than to serve his vapu. Both is important, but to do what the, you know, anukalyena, we should favorably serve Krishna. And in order to do this, we have to know what Krishna wants. And Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explains, Yasha Prashanat Bhagavat Prashanat. If you want to know what Krishna wants, you should know what Guru wants. And if you please Guru, then Krishna will be also pleased. So this is why we always say this verse, Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. We need the mercy of the devotees. There's so little time, Prabhu. So I studied a little bit this Burijan. Anybody that is serious about Bhagavad Gita, no matter what you think of this book, you have to study this book, or at least read it. Because he did a really thorough study, and he kind of keeps the red line. Sometimes we lose the red line. You know what the red line means? Red line is like in a movie, you have a red line, there's all kinds of things happen, but there is one kind of storyline. So here also in this chapter, there is a storyline. And the storyline is that Arjuna was asking these questions. Which are considered to be more perfect? Those who are always properly engaged in your devotional service. Oh, I'm sorry, that's chapter 12. Excuse me. Arjuna said, "Oh my dear Krishna, I wish to know about Prakriti, Purusha, nature, the enjoyer, and the field, and the knower of the field, and of knowledge, and the object of knowledge." So, Krishna is explaining all these things in these verses, and Burijan Prabhu, he is explaining, like I was reading, and he's saying that in text 3 to 7, Krishna will continue to explain the field of activities, and the knower of the field. So, and in this particular section, he's explaining, these verses describe the process of obtaining jnana. And then he continues, because I never really studied this so much, this purport from Burijan. He says, according to Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, of the 20 items mentioned, 17 apply to both the jnani and the bhakta. The last two, accepting the importance of self-realization, adhyatma jnana nityatvam, and philosophical search for the absolute, tattva jnanartha darshanam, are technically only for the jnani. And then, ananya yogena bhaktihi, constant and unalloyed devotion to me, is the soul quality specifically for the devotee. And then, Prabhu says, and Prabhupada also stresses this many times, all other qualities come to a devotee who exclusively endeavors for constant unalloyed devotion. So if you just do devotional service, all these qualities come, and he explains here that search for the absolute truth and importance of self-realization, that is not so much for the devotee. He is not so much into self-realization. Like Mother Yashoda is not so much into self-realization. You know, Radharani is not so much into self-realization. But Radharani is into humility and pridelessness and non-violence and tolerance. That these are all natural qualities that she possesses. You see, so it's very technical, but I think it's important to look a little bit deeper. That's why this book is so important, because, you know, Prabhupada gives a general knowledge. We can look what Prabhupada says, but, you know, there's no time. My God, that's it. So anyway, no, I know, but I'm just saying we could just continue. So Burijan continues, these 20 items include qualities such as cleanliness, which if developed are favorable for spiritual advancement. And I'll read a little bit more. They also include elements of the process of advancement, such as approaching a bona fide spiritual master. So that is an element for the process of advancement. It's a very important element to approach a bona fide spiritual master. And Prabhu says, perceiving the evils of birth, death, disease, and old age. This is also a very important element in the process of advancement, to understand, oh, you know, there is no solution. Birth, death, disease, and old age. Only solution is to surrender to Krishna. What is that verse? My Maya is very difficult to overcome, but if you surrender unto me, Maya metam tranantite, what is the verse? Huh? Maya esha gunamai? Daivi esha gunamai? Mama Maya, Duratyaya. My Maya is very Duratyaya, very difficult to overcome. And then, Mam Eva, ye prapachante, but if you surrender unto me, Mayam etam tranantite. Then it becomes very easy to. What does it mean, tranantite? Then you can overcome my Maya if you surrender to me. So, only if we surrender to Krishna we can overcome this birth, death, disease, and all that. This is part of Maya, material energy. It's not real, because Maya means that which is not. It's not really, you don't really die, you don't really get born, because the soul doesn't get. But it's there to the this, it's to the body, you know. And to overcome that, to overcome the body, which is also part of Maya, it's not really true, it's temporary, you have to surrender to Krishna. Integrated as a process, these items are the means of acquiring transcendental knowledge. Or, Prabhu explains, acquiring transcendental knowledge, an accurate understanding of the body, the soul, and the super soul. This is transcendental knowledge. Body, soul, super soul. That is the significance of this chapter. Nature, the enjoyer, and consciousness. You know? Enjoyer is, well, us, but it's also super soul. And consciousness, it's also us, but it's also the super soul. Super consciousness, super soul. And nature, that is the body, that is the material energy. So that is transcendental knowledge. And then one last thing I want to say here. These 20 items have nothing to do with the field of activity and its interactions. This is very important. Srila Prabhupada explains the relationship between the process of knowledge and the field of activities. This process of knowledge is sometimes misunderstood, Prabhupada says, by less intelligent men as being the interaction of the field of activity. But actually, this is the real process of knowledge. If one accepts this process, then the possibility of approaching the absolute truth exists. This is not the interaction of the 24 elements as described before. This is actually the means to get out of the entanglement of those elements. So that you were also stating a few times in the classes, and I think you also, that this is the process of knowledge. This is the means to come out of the material energy. But like I said, if we just do devotional service, all these qualities will develop. And one thing, of course, you know, there's no more time, so maybe we can have another class on this. But the main thing is humility. Without this is why Krishna starts with it. Without humility, you cannot really obtain knowledge. How can you obtain knowledge if, like in India, you meet these people, I know everything, and they never take a book. So if you think you know everything, how can you get any knowledge? So, yeah, we need to become humble. And also, you know, to approach a guru, like Premasiddhi says, Premasiddhi Ananda, that at least you need to find one person that you can surrender to, that you think he knows more than me, he is more qualified than me. And then he explained, last time he explained to me, and then that has to expand. Like Yudhishthir, he went out, and what was the question Krishna asked him? Find somebody who is less qualified than you. And he and Duryodhan went out in the world. And what was Duryodhan's answer? Oh, he had a different question? What was his question? Right. And Duryodhan, someone who was... But that was Duryodhan, who was more qualified. Yeah, he couldn't find somebody who was more qualified than him. He looked all over. He went out of the tent. And then he asked Duryodhan the same... Or another, he said, "Who?" Yeah, and then Yudhishthir, he asked, find somebody who's less qualified than you? He couldn't find anybody who was less qualified than him. So that is the point, that you need to see that, oh, my Guru Maharaj, he's more qualified than me. But then it needs to expand. You need to see, oh, all of his God brothers are also more qualified than me. You know? And then, you know, all my senior... my senior God brothers, they're also more qualified than me. And then, you know, like that. And then Uttamadikar, he sees everybody's more qualified than me. So, of course, we cannot artificially imitate that, because then it would be taking it cheaply. You'll just be, oh, Prabhu, you cannot do any service anymore. So that's not the idea. But just understand that this humility, it is very, very important. At Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he says it. You need to hang this around your neck. Be more humble than a blade of grass. That is, if you want to chant Hare Krishna, always. Otherwise, you don't need to hang it around your neck. But if you want to chant Hare Krishna all the time, you need to be very, very humble. And I can tell you from experience, if I offend devotees, I get disturbed and it becomes more difficult to chant Hare Krishna. And how do you offend devotees generally, if I speak from my own experience? Because I get puffed up. I think I'm better, I think I know it better, and like that. And I get disturbed and I cannot chant Hare Krishna anymore. Like many times we think, oh, I need to correct this person. Be careful. Be careful. First try to correct yourself. See if what that person is doing, if you are not doing it, like that guru, his mom, the mother came and she asked the guru, can you tell my son not to eat any more sweets? And he said, come back in 2 months, something like that. So she came back after 2 months and then he told the mother, said, yes, bring your son, okay, don't eat any more sweets. And then his mother got a little disturbed. She says, why do I have to wait 2 months for this? Couldn't you have told me 2 months ago? He said, no, because I was eating sweets 2 months ago. So I had to quit first eating my own sweets, and then I could tell your son. So we have to be very sure, like if we want to preach like Bhaktisiddhanta, we have to become as pure as Bhaktisiddhanta. And Bhaktisiddhanta, he was saying, I am honeycombed with mistakes. So a honey comb is only holes. It's got a few like that, but it's basically only holes. So he was seeing himself as I am filled with mistakes. In Holland we say gatenkaas. But a honeycomb is even more holes. It's only holes. So Maharaj, Prabhupada's Guru Maharaj, was seeing himself as I have only faults. So if he's seeing like that, then who are we? You know, we have to be very, very careful. And what I understand from Prabhupada is that generally we should only instruct our own disciples. And even then, you can only instruct the disciple that is asking to be instructed. Because Bhaktisiddhanta would also say, I have two disciples and they do exactly what I say. This hand and left hand. Because even disciples you will find, like Satchinandan Swami was saying, I wanted to change the world and then I wanted to change the GBC and then I wanted to change my god brothers and then I wanted to change my disciples. And then I understood that it's not so easy, and then I decided that I'm just going to change myself. And then his mother said, yes, very, very good. Because his mother asked him, what have you learned? So this was his answer, and his mother was very pleased. He said, yes, this is very good. Because he gave other answers and his mother wasn't pleased. His mother was quite intelligent. I'm not sure if she's still alive. But she was very pleased with that answer. So we have to first change ourselves, and then we can reconsider to maybe change others, try to change others. So that is humility. Is there any question? Yeah, comment? Yeah. Well, like I said, meanwhile, surrender to Guru. Let's start with that. And if I look at myself, it's difficult enough. You know? Like, sometimes I have a question and I think, I'm not going to ask my Guru because I'm scared for the answer. So that is not so good. Good qualities into others? Yeah, no, sure. But like I said, I think we can start with Guru. Because even with Guru, if I look at myself, I get critical. So if we can at least see good qualities in our Guru, only good qualities, that would be the beginning. And then we can expand that to others. Like I said, his god brothers, senior devotees, like that. So it's, at least for me, it's very gradual. And if that is even too difficult, you can go to Krishna. Because he's faultless, we know that, Achyuta. So you can start with Krishna if even Guru is too difficult. Then you go down there, Radharani, Lalita Devi, work your way down. Okay, we have to stop there. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Thank you.
I just need to know if I need to answer him yes. Okay, thank you.